It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Sometimes what dictionaries and grammar books tell us is technically correct in the language doesn't sound quite right, which can leave us in a bit of a bind.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
You know, it's embarrassing to discover that you've been saying something incorrectly, especially if you think it makes you sound much cooler your way. What are some examples of this?
I have been thinking about this since a conversation I had with John U. Bacon, who is sometimes here on Michigan Radio. And he was talking about the word fort or forte. Mm-hmm. He said, I know it should be fort, but I talk to people and I think they may think it's supposed to be pronounced forte. So if I say fort, even though I know it's correct, they may think that I'm saying it wrong. Mm-hmm. But if I say forte and they know it should be fort, then they'll think I don't know any better.
Has it happened to you?
That exact scenario with that word hasn't happened to me, but I left me thinking about what do you do in this situation where you're trying to navigate two potential pronunciations of a word. And I said to John, well, one solution is to say that's her fort, or as some people would say, forte.
Oh, that's smooth. Yeah.
Right? So you get to cover your bases there about how to say the word.
But forte sounds better, doesn't it?
Well, it does. It's influenced by the Italian. The French would say fort, which becomes fort in English, but now very often we say forte. This had me thinking about other words where we have a couple of pronunciations floating around. And let's talk about the flower. It's that time of year where there are those red flowers that to me feel like the holidays. Mm-hmm. What do you call those?
I've called it a poinsettia.
Uh-huh. And that is a very common pronunciation in the U.S. There's also the pronunciation poinsettia, which some folks think should be the only pronunciation. Now, in theory, there is no T at the end of the first syllable, no matter how you say the end of that word. But if you listen carefully, you'll hear speakers, including me, I have to say, who will sometimes say something closer to poinsettia or poinsettia. What I hadn't realized was that poinsettia comes from a man's name, comes from Joel Roberts Poinsett, who was a U.S. diplomat to Mexico. And then you added the IA to the end. In that way, it's similar to the IA at the end of Australia, wisteria, but also fuchsia. So you'll see we have different pronunciations there.
Yeah.
And this one, I think now poinsettia is more common. And some people may think poinsettia is the wrong pronunciation, sort of a spelling pronunciation of someone who doesn't know better.
Here's one. You home or hone in on something.
Yeah, I've been thinking about this one because I, for years, have been correcting this in students' writing, that they will say, we're going to hone in on that question. And I circle it and I write home on top. And it makes me feel very smart when I say, that should be home.
You're a professor, okay?
But then I was reading a graduate student's dissertation chapter, and it said a tutor might home in on an argument. And I looked at it, and I thought, that doesn't look right. And I realized that the only reason she'd put it in there is that I had corrected it in an earlier draft.
Listen to teacher.
And I thought, I think at this point I'm being pedantic, and most people think it's hone in, not home in.
So what do we do?
I think in this case, given just how common hone in is, even in formal writing at this point, we should accept that sometimes what's considered standard changes.
Thanks, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.